Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. I'm saying we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, by the way, we're about to do this thing called the Grand Council. In a few minutes, I'll just tell you about the Grand Council sponsor, which is Inspire Advisors. More on that later, but Inspire Advisors is indeed the weekly sponsor of the Grand Council. So here's the deal. I bring on two of my brethren in talk radio. We ping each other with questions. We just see where the chips fall. Sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't. We still love each other when it's done. So let me just call the roll. From FM Talk 106.5 down yonder in Mobile, host of the Jeff Poor Show, that would be Jeff Poor, who is also, by the way, the editor-in-chief for 1819 News. Are you present?
I am.
You are indeed. Glad of it. All right, and then from 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Cumulus Broadcasting out of Huntsville, host of the Dale Jackson Show, and oh, by the way, writes for Yellowhammer News, Dale Jackson, are you present? You are. Stand at ease. I pronounce a quorum, JP, hit it.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ba-da! All right, we are less than a week from Election Day, so Jeff, take it away. What do you got?
How many of you on this call have canceled your subscription to the Washington Post?
Well, I had to have one first. So if I'd had one, I wouldn't care. I don't have a subscription to the Washington Post. Dale, come on.
I just use Jeff's login, so I hope he doesn't cancel.
Jeff, did you actually cancel your subscription?
I did, but only because the brouhaha reminded me to cancel it. It's like one of those things. Like, I never use this. Well, I need to cancel it too. Thank you, Jeff Bezos, for making this controversy motivate me to do something to help my bottom line.
So what you just found was 1995 showing up as a credit on your credit card now because you're not getting auto billed every month. Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, like, and here's the thing: like, you're on deadline, you're in a rush, you're just like, I just need the damn article, and you get a subscription, and then you forget that you signed up for it, and that happens to me all the time.
Yeah, I have such a bad taste in my mouth from the friggin' Washington Post, the way they did the Roy Moore stuff, because they were all over my county, just wearing the thing out. And I just thought, you know what? To me, it's like Alabama Political Reporter. It's Alabama Political Reporter, Washington Post, the two sources that I will never use. So, Dale, any more thoughts on that?
Oh, I think it is rather hilarious that all these other journalists from different outlets are like, this hurts journalism. It's like, look in the mirror, you clowns. People hate you because you suck.
Well, they have beclowned themselves in a big way because what's happened is now they get the editorial board members that are quitting because they're not allowed to endorse. And I'm like, y'all, why don't you just go ahead and say, we're biased and we just want to be biased. Let us be biased. Yep. And, I mean, the guy owns the paper. Get over it.
But, my former colleague at the Media Research Center, Alana Goodman, now with the Washington Free Beacon, has obtained the audio of the actual, like, hey, yeah, we're not endorsing Kamala Harris at their editorial meeting.
Wow.
The opinion meeting. And it's about as great as you could imagine.
Are they going to air it sometime soon so all the world can enjoy?
Well, you gotta check out the write-up first. But it's like all the people you hate, Eugene Robinson, Jennifer Rubin, Ruth Marcus, all objecting to this. This is so wrong. And the opinion editor essentially says, well, you know, I respect your decision. You can either agree or disagree, but you got to move past it because we all need to be on the same page. So if you really feel that strongly, then you need to find your way out the door.
Gone are the halcyon days of censorship and misinformation and suppression of candidacies.
So no takers on the departure there. But
no, you stand
alone,
dude.
It's worth a read.
I won't. In fact, send me a link to that. I want to read that article.
All right,
Dale Jackson, what do you got?
So Joe Biden has put a MAGA hat on. He held an event while the ellipse. Thing was going on with Kamala Harris where he called people garbage, and that was his Supresto October. Here is my question. Who did Joe Biden vote for?
Does Joe Biden know that he voted? I don't know. He may have written in his neighbor's cat. I don't know what he did. But, you know, I got a segment that I may or may not have time for today, depending on the rest of the show. But I've got a whole segment I've called Joe Rogue. It's not Rogan. It's Joe going rogue. And yeah. I'm just wondering, is it intentional? Or is he just like the crazy uncle who spouts off at the Thanksgiving table and you don't know what to do when he starts talking? I mean, he's literally upstaging Kamala. She had everything she wanted. Oh, God, we're going to talk about Puerto Rico for the next 5 days. It'll be awesome. And then Joe calls them all garbage. It's like, wow. And all the air went out of her tires just like that overnight. Jeff?
I don't know that this was of Joe Biden's engineering and that this was on purpose, but it's sort of like when Donald Trump gets shot by the Secret Service and they just don't have enough Secret Service. I mean, it gets a shot taken at him and the Secret Service just doesn't have enough resources on the ground. Did Biden's family say, you know, we ought to let him kind of go out there and do his thing, even though he needs somebody to save him from himself? Let's let him go do his thing and see how that works out for Kamala Harris.
Well, I'll be honest with you. The intentionality may not be the word garbage, but have you noticed that every time she does something, he does his own thing? Like, you know, he's actually doing events at the same time she's trying to make a name for herself over here on the side, and then Joe shows up and she's on The View, and she has her opportunity with Whoopi to have a big day. And then all of a sudden, Joe does a live presser where he walks into the press room for the first time in 2 years and just completely upstages the entire event. There's some measure of intentionality, and there's a little bit of crazy uncle thrown in my opinion.
Well, why didn't she use this moment to distance herself from him? This is the way you play this, guys. And by the media doing what they're doing and trying to play defense, it's just making it worse. That's absolutely dumb. But what she could have done, said, you know, I disagree with the president. He and I aren't going to be on the same page on a lot of things. That's why I'm going to be different, a better president. That's why you need to vote for me next week.
I think it's because she knows that she has backed him to the hilt until she could no longer, and now she doesn't want to backtrack her. Because, you know, if you noticed, Kamala can't have anything ever that she has to apologize for, ever. And so what you're going to wind up seeing is she's going to have to go all the way to the wire with Joe's fine. I love Joe. We worked well together. I think Joe is very sharp and very capable. He runs rings around all of us. And if she says anything about disagreeing with him, it calls into question everything she's ever said.
I think it's a little different than this. I think they're afraid that what if he does intentionally start to go after her? Like all this stuff, let's say it's all accidental and all this other stuff. If you distance yourself from him, maybe he starts doing it intentionally. He is still the president of the United States. He can command the media at any time to pay attention to him. He can take his clothes off and run down the middle of the mall in Washington.
Ah, there's an image we don't need. All right, last question, first round. So I'm going to – which one do I want here on my list? I'm going to go with this one. I'm going to go completely off on a different direction. Story on 1819 News that I really like is that Tommy Tuberville says, let's please lock the clock. Let's quit doing daylight savings time. Why are we doing this to ourselves? Let's just go ahead and pretend that we didn't ever do that and stop doing it forevermore. Let's don't turn the clock back. What do y'all think, Jeff?
They do this every year. It's just a way to make, or twice a year.
I know, actually. It's a rite of passage, but still.
Yeah, it's just sort of, I don't know. They would have done it already if they were serious. I never take these things serious for that reason.
Ugh. But what do you think, Jeff Poore? Do you want the clock turned back or no?
Turned back. I'll keep it like what we're about to go to, where you fall back or whatever. It's probably the way I would do.
Dale Jackson, what thinketh thou?
Jeff, I have a question for you. How is Tuberville on clock management?
we've had worse, you know.
the Gator fan just go chomp chomp on my show. Did that just happen?
Hey, I asked Tuberville if he would leave the Senate to coach the Gators, and he said no.
So Dale, does that mean you do or don't want the clock turned back?
I don't really think too much about this because I don't leave my house enough. I prefer to stay lighter longer. Whichever one that one is, that's the one I want.
Well, you operate from your windowless basement, but I like light. Sure. Anyway, I'm ready. I'm done. I'm ready.
The time change doesn't bother me. I don't know why people are it causes all these medical issues. I don't care. Let them die.
No, I just like daylight. I just like daylight. Yeah. That's all there is to it. I like getting off work and it's still light. All right, that's it. Round one, the Grand Council. I am on the line right now with Dale Jackson, Jeff Poore, and little old me, the Grand Council. Round two coming up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. All right, we're back right now for round two of the Grand Council with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. I think it's first question, round two. Dale, no, it's actually Jeff. What do you got, buddy?
We know the polls. We know what they say with this race. But we know what happened in the last two presidential elections, how Trump outperformed the polls by a lot.
Yeah.
Is there any reason to think that he won't outperform the polls again? Why?
Take it, Dale.
Because I saw something the other day, and it said that basically no party has outperformed the polls three times in a row. Now, Jeff, I know exactly what you're going to tell me. You're going to say, well, Donald Trump is the candidate every single time, so that's why this is different. That may very well be true. But don't they kind of tweak the polling mechanisms to kind of adjust for this stuff?
Where did you hear that, though? Your astrologer? Who told you that?
It was on CNN. They ran some polls and stuff, and they did the analysis. And take it for a grain of salt and all that stuff, but that's where I heard it.
Okay, so before Jeff weighs in on his own question, I'll just say I think he will outperform the polls. I do. I don't know if he'll outperform to the extent that he did before, because I think there was a whole lot of deliberate underpolling in 2020. I think they're going to be a little more accurate this time, but I do believe there's a ton of people out there that still, because of the amount of blowback the left tries to give them for daring to put a Trump sign in their yard or anything else, that choose not to answer the polls, which is why the underpolling occurs. So I think he will outperform the polls, just not to the margins that we knew of before. Jeff, your own question, what you got?
On the tweaking question, they do, but why didn't they get, if they were always trying to fix this, why didn't they get it right in 2020? Why now? You know, why should we think they're going to get it right? I think he outperforms the polls again. I don't know. I think it's enough he outperforms. He's going to take one of the blue wall states, which is all he really needs. But
does he take Pennsylvania?
It's probably gonna be Pennsylvania, yeah. I think he could take Wisconsin too, Michigan. I don't know, but let me say this though about that. You can't. He's not. She the way she's playing it, her internal polls are telling her something. She's playing to such a different crowd right now.
Yeah, she's in the hate crowd now.
That, you know, so it's like a shore up the base, get out the vote effort. Even when we vote, we win. Is the theme here? They're not trying to flip votes, and that makes me wonder if their polls are probably a little more honest.
I think there's also panic setting in, and when you panic, you don't think clearly. And right now, they've lost all the issues. They can't win on the issues, and so what they've got left is hate, division, and shame. So, anyway. Next question, Dale, before we run out of time, what do you got?
Is there any reason for them to be pulling money out of North Carolina other than it's over there for them? They're losing.
Meaning Kamala.
Yes, sorry, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, yes. Say her name correctly, they say.
Her name is. So your question is what? Is there any reason to believe that they're pulling
it
out?
Is there any reason to pull money out of there other than they're getting trounced?
Partly because they may be running out of money and they need to realign their assets to be able to get something done in one of the major battlegrounds. I think they've lost North Carolina. I think part of that is because of the absolute debacle that the Biden administration made of the post-hurricane damage. They realize now that there's an anger going to the polls as much as anything. So I really do think that if they're pulling their money out, which they are, millions and millions of ad buys are now moving to other states, it's because they've got to shore up the battlegrounds. They recognize that North Carolina is probably not theirs, but more than anything, they need Pennsylvania and Michigan. Jeff?
You think about that. Look how much money they raised. I mean, they raised more money than any presidential campaign. And this is they're having to scrap North Carolina. Here's what I would have assumed, guys. As much as they raised, that they already had the every market that they wanted saturated. There may be more bigger issues here than just North Carolina overall. That's what that tells me.
I also think that while they probably do have top tier consultants, I also believe though that there's sort of an air of disorganization to their campaign. It doesn't look like a well-oiled machine. It looks like they're some of it's being made up as they go along. Which
does it look like a campaign? It just came into existence like a couple of months ago.
Well, there is that. Although they had the opportunity though to take over the entire Biden machine and just go forward. But all right, last question, and I'm trying to decide how I want to. I tell you what, I'm going to do this. You know, we got a patchwork quilt of things happening when it comes to election laws. We got. Nevada says you can have your as long as they're postmarked, they can get there whenever they get there, they'll still be counted. In the Fifth Circuit, though, we just had Texas and all that. It says that basically it must be received by Election Day. And then you've got, you know, in one state you can early vote, in another state you can't. Are we ever going to get to, and do we need to get to, a national voting day, go back to paper ballots? It's just, here's what it is, vote. And that's how it works. Jeff, you first.
No chance. You'd have to change the Constitution, and that's not going to happen.
Why would you have to change the Constitution? I think the voting
the power. Well, I think the power's in the states. I mean,
you're right. I'm not saying usurp state authorities to apply and administer their elections. I'm saying right now we already have federal standards on age limits and dates. Is it possible they could actually come back and say, we're not doing any more of the you get to vote for a whole month kind of stuff?
No, because I think it would be taken to court by the blue states that like this stuff, and it would lose.
Dale?
I don't think we ever do get there. We probably should. 84%, I believe, was the number I last saw. 84% of Americans are okay with voter ID and think that we should have more ballot security. I think that's a general consensus that Americans feel. I think that Democrats just know that it's too easy for them to cheat, and they want to do that. They want to have the door open to say, how many votes do we need? Well, isn't it weird? I just found that many plus one. All right, let's go.
In a box under the table.
Yeah.
It's awesome. The pipe broke, and we found them in the back room. All right, fellas. Listen, I'm going to call it right there. We got about 10 seconds for the break. Thank you so much. That would be Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 down in Mobile, host of his own show, The Jeff Poor Show, also the editor-in-chief for 1819 News, and Dale Jackson from 770 AM 92.5 FM, host of his own show in the mornings up there and writes for Yellowhammer News, and just little old me, and we like to call it the Grand Council here every Wednesday. Come back from this break. I'll take some text messages, and we're going to talk a little bit about Uncle Joe going rogue, because it appears that he has. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.